The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
From Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio, it's the San Jose Sharks 3 and the Columbus Blue Jackets 2. That is a final score. That is in regulation. It's time now for the Sharks Instant Replay to tell you how it all happened here in Columbus. What a night it was for Sharks hockey, and it came in Columbus in front of a crowd of 18,874 fans that go home disappointed, certainly not for the quality of hockey that was played, but for the result from a Columbus Blue Jackets point of view. It all began in the first period very early, and I do mean early. Right away, Columbus takes the 1-0 lead only 31 seconds into the first period as Denton Mateychuk gets the puck on his stick, assisted by Adam Fantilli, after the Sharks were unable to clear the puck out of the zone. That was the tough situation that resulted in Columbus taking that 1-0 lead. Marchenko beat Orlov to it, throws it back behind the San Jose net, looks for a return feed, gets it from Fantilli, but then loses control as he stick handles side of the Sharks net. That enabled the Sharks to get a piece of the puck. Eklund couldn't clear it, sent back to the slot. They score! Driving to the net, Denton Mateychuk jumped in after Eklund couldn't clear it. The puck came across the ice. The cannon goes off in Columbus. And 31 seconds into the first period on their second attempt on goal, it's the Blue Jackets 1 and the San Jose Sharks nothing. Nice assist by Adam Fantilli after the Sharks couldn't clear it out. Denton Mateychuk is 12th of the season at 31 seconds, 1-0 Columbus. Now the Sharks thought that they tied the score when Celebrini got the puck to the net just a little bit after that. Now it's back to Celebrini. Shoots it. Score!
It's close.
It's across the goal line. And are they saying it's a goal or not? I say it is. But the question is, will it be reviewed and will it count? Well, it was reviewed, and after a second look, we thought it might not count, and this is what the officials said.
After review and call, yes, it's confirmed that puck never fully crossed the goal line. No goal.
Oh, boy. So that was a tough one. Otherwise, the Sharks might have won it by a little bit more than what they did. It stayed 1-0 in favor of Columbus at that point, and the Sharks would just have to fight back. Igor Chernyshov reunited on a line with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, had a really strong game today, and he scored a beauty at 17-17 to the first to tie the game at 1. Back in the Columbus zone, Fabro might have given it away here. Chernyshov checks it away, steals it, moves it down the right, lead pass Smith, back to Chernyshov, score! Igor Chernyshov in a give-and-go with Will Smith. He was actually falling down when he got that shot away, and it gets by Elvis Merzlikins, and the Sharks tie this game 1-1. What an important goal that is at 17-17 of this first period. And so the Sharks were even with the Blue Jackets after 20 minutes of action in Columbus. The Sharks won, and the Blue Jackets won. In the second period, the San Jose Sharks had 18 shots on goal and did not score at all. By the way, those 18 shots on net equaled the season high for most shots on goal in the period. The other time they did it was in that third period crazy comeback in Pittsburgh, just a couple of hours drive away here from Nationwide Arena. But in this particular case, they did not score. And as it turned out, in the second period, Alex Nedeljkovic had to make a pretty big stop with the game tied at 1. Blue Jackets have a 4-man attack down the left side. Drop pass, Werenski moving in, shooting it. That's a big save by Nedeljkovic in the opening minute of the second period. Amazing, right? Now, he made more than those saves that you just heard, as that stop against Werenski was a big one to keep the score 1-1. But the Blue Jackets would take a 2-1 lead. That happened at the 12:09 mark of period number 2. Again, a turnover, and again, a Blue Jackets advantage. Marchenko twisted over his way over to the near side. Exchange with Provorov, fed behind the net. Centering feet in front for Lundestrom. That's an alert stick save and kind of a stoppage there by Nedeljkovic as the puck was centered in front. But Provorov steals one. Throws to the right. The shot. Score! Cole Sillinger on a turnover by the Sharks after that first play by Columbus. And the play comes to Sillinger, and it's 2-1 as the Cannon rocks Nationwide Arena in Columbus. Wow, what a job right there by Sillinger, his eighth of the season from Provorov. Again, the Sharks lose the puck. Provorov takes advantage, and Sillinger finishes it off. The Blue Jackets had a 2-1 lead over the Sharks at the end of the second period of play. That does not normally spell victory for Sharks hockey when down after two, but they would come back in this one and end up with the win. It started in the third with a rather interesting penalty call on Charlie Coyle, who got a tripping penalty. From our viewpoint, it looked like it might have been a call that went the Sharks' way because William Eklund on the play did toe pick just as the stick arrived. You could call it either way. The officials decided to give Coyle the penalty, and very, very quickly, right off the faceoff, the Sharks would tie the game on a play that surprised all of us. Coyle in the penalty box.
Thank you.
They score off the faceoff. Wow. They drop the puck. Macklin Cetabrini. And it's 2-2 just as quickly as that. Nice faceoff win by Alex Wenberg, poking it back. Dmitry Orlov wasted no time to get it to Macklin Cetabrini. And Cetabrini ends a six-game goalless drought with number 36 on the season to make the score 2-2 in the third. That was only 57 seconds after the period began and 3 seconds after that Sharks power play opportunity started. San Jose finished 1-for-2 on the power play. Columbus was 0-for-1 on the man advantage, so discipline was definitely part of this game, and also a little lady luck with Macklin Cetabrini getting that tying goal. But now it came down to a third period in which the Sharks would outshoot the Blue Jackets 10-6. Totals for the game, San Jose 36 and Columbus 23, largely because of that big difference in the second period favoring the visiting team. But it all came down to the last minute and a half. And wouldn't you know it, the top line of Cetabrini, Smith, and Chernyshov would come through with the game winner as Igor Chernyshov ended up with the winning goal. Poked at the neutral zone by Chernyshov, but it goes right to Fantilli. He races into the Shark zone for Columbus. The Sharks swarm back and get control. Smith to the middle, feeds to Cetabrini. On the attack, one on two, buys some time. Back to Smith, cross the line, sends it across the rink. Chernyshov shoots, he scores! Brilliant vision by Will Smith and Macklin Cetabrini. Smith throws it in the left circle, and a one-timer by Chernyshov puts the Sharks in front, 3-2 with 1:25 to go in the third. What a goal by Chernyshov. His second goal of the game, fifth of the season. Will Smith and Macklin Cetabrini assisting. For Macklin Cetabrini, that is career assist number 100. And the Sharks get the victory 3-2, hanging on as goaltender Merzlikins was pulled for the extra attacker. But in the final minute and a half, the Blue Jackets did not score. Alex Nedeljkovic was forced to make a couple of really big saves down the stretch in the third period. With the score 2-2, he made this one. Kent Johnson on the right side. Banks it off the right boards for Lundestrom. Knocked away by Letty. Sent up the boards by Ferraro. Misa lost his footing. Here's trouble. Provorov to the slot. One-time shot by Marchenko. And a fabulous save by Nedeljkovic with 6:52 to go. That was an amazing stop by Nedeljkovic. It set things up for the game-winning play shortly after that. Final score, the San Jose Sharks 3 and the Columbus Blue Jackets 2. The Sharks' lengthy and painful six-game winless streak is now over. The Sharks' record now ups to a total of 33 wins, 31 losses, and 7 OTs. They've got 73 points. And boy, those 2 points are going to feel awfully good for the Sharks heading back home to play St. Louis on Monday. It's a very difficult loss for the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are definitely still in playoff contention. They fall back to 38-24-11. For the Blue Jackets, their 9-0-3 home streak comes to an end. Their first loss since mid-January in regulation in this building in front of a sellout crowd tonight. But the Blue Jackets will have another chance tomorrow as they host the Boston Bruins in what's now going to be a gigantic contest here at Nationwide Arena. Once again, the final score, the Sharks 3, the Blue Jackets 2. A big part of that game was pad by the Sharks' top line, who produced all three goals, including a pair of brilliant assists by Will Smith, who joins us on the Sharks Audio Network postgame. Will, what a great victory. Talk about the meaning of this, how it feels to get the victory and finally put an end to this losing streak.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it's been tough. We're in a little bit of a losing streak, but we're staying positive, and I knew this was a big one.
You know, it's kind of funny. Every time you guys are in the offensive zone, you create so many opportunities. And what about that winning play, the fact that you had the vision to see Chernyshov getting into a position to shoot the puck there?
Yeah, they're both good plays by just everyone all around. And Cherny made a great play to get to the soft spot there, and so I'm calling for it, and I put it in the back net.
Alex Nedeljkovic made a gigantic save on Kirill Marchenko in the third period, and then late in the third, with some help from Vinny Desharnais, made another pretty big stop. What are your thoughts on his goaltending performance?
Yeah, he's been great all year. He's been huge for us lately, too. I think he's been playing almost every night, so he's been huge for us, and tonight he made those big saves, and definitely wouldn't have won that game regulation if it wasn't for him.
Will, what's the thought inside the dressing room right now? You had a losing streak come to an end today. You're definitely still in the playoff race, but it's going to take quite a monumental effort regardless of how you slice it, just because of how well everybody's playing. But in general, what's the feeling in the room? How positive are you?
Yeah, we're super positive. You just got to go one game at a time. I think when you worry about all of them at once, it's not when things go well. So just worry one game at a time and just play our best.
How has Chernyshov improved his game since coming back? You know, he's had a couple of stints in the NHL, scored two beauties today.
Yeah, he's been awesome. Just again, started to play with him and build some chemistry with him. So he's been awesome to be around, and he's a great player.
Well, two big assists for you. Congratulations on a very important victory, and we'll see you on the plane.
Yeah, see you there.
That is Will Smith of the San Jose Sharks. Fabulous game for him. San Jose wins by the score of 3-2 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.